Portions of 20 counties in northern Missouri are currently experiencing severe drought. The Missouri Climate Center says the north-central part of the state is experiencing a flash drought. That drought began in late August and has stretched into September. University of Missouri climatologist Pat Ganan says he's calling it a flash drought because the drought conditions developed very quickly.
Things went downhill really quickly due to the higher temperatures, due to the many sunny days, due to the lower humidity, which really put teeth into this drought because we already had a lack of precipitation. It was those other variables that came into play that essentially put the drought on steroids.
The USDA has reported 67% of the topsoil in these areas is too dry. It also indicated 49% of corn and 52% of soybean crops are in poor condition. Bob Garino is the USDA state statistician. He says the ongoing drought will take the biggest toll on soybeans.
The impact on corn, if the dry weather continues, will be a little bit less of an impact than for soybeans. Soybean, the pods are still filling, and if they don't get moisture, the weight of the pods will be less, which basically implies less yield per acre.
The USDA expects Missouri's overall harvest yields to increase despite the drought in the north. Ben Turner, KBIA News.